With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, mixed signals coming from the Russian President Vladimir Putin over the last 24 hours. On one hand, he's saying that Moscow is prepared for serious talks on the draft US-supported peace plan. But against that, he has also vowed to fight until Ukraine gives up land. We are joined by Donika Obachon, Professor of Politics at DCU, author of the book Unfinished Empire, Russian Imperialism in Ukraine and the Near Abroad. Donika, can you interpret those signals being sent by Vladimir Putin?
Oh, definitely I can. This is part of a consistent pattern, Shane, since Trump has taken office and even before. It's to pretend openness, to give Trump enough to say that, look, he has some special relationship with the Russians, which he can exploit. But then there's the but, and the but is the important part. He insists then on unacceptable terms. He accuses Ukraine of refusing peace when those terms are deemed unacceptable, and then he continues his war. He feels the wind is at his back. He feels that there's no strong support now for Ukraine. And while the war has been at a stalemate for some years, really, the territory that Russia occupies in Ukraine is more or less the same percentage as it was 3 years ago. He feels that the momentum is with him. So he's not in the mood for negotiations, but he has to signal to Donald Trump that he has a theoretical openness. But as I said, his conditions, which are essentially getting territory that Ukraine currently has and they handing it over to Russia, he knows will not be accepted by the Ukrainians.
Is he playing Donald Trump for a fool?
Oh, absolutely. But I don't think Donald Trump, cares. Is a fool in this sense. I think that he wants to have this grand bargain with Russia. This is Russia's the big prize for him, and he keeps dangling this carrot of great business opportunities with Russia. Ukraine is an inconvenience in that respect. So he's I think he was very honest with Zelensky back in February, where he said, you don't have the cards. And what he meant by that was that Russia's a bigger power, you're a smaller power. So it's easier to put pressure on the victim, the smaller power, than it is to take on Russia. So I'm going to take on Ukraine. And that's why we've seen, for example, recently demands that Ukraine disarm, but not Russia. I mean, usually in a peace agreement following a war, you get the aggressor to disarm, not the victim. But the whole emphasis is about disarming Ukraine and making it vulnerable, not allowing it to be a member of a security alliance, for example.
Just very finally, Donika, are you as pessimistic then as you sound in relation to a potential peace deal?
I'm only pessimistic because I've lived in the region as long as I have, and I've been following Vladimir Putin.
Sorry, I didn't mean that as a criticism. I just thought you were being realistic.
Oh God, no, and I didn't take it as such. I just mean that it's accepting the realities on the ground, that this is part of, as I said, of a consistent pattern. And there was a lot of dark kind of statements that were made in this speech in Kyrgyzstan yesterday, about fighting to the last Ukrainian, and essentially that Russia claims, you see, five major territories in their constitution that are Ukrainian. And he's more or less said to the Ukrainians, we're not actually invading Ukraine. You are invading Russia by being on your territory. Yeah. And if you leave voluntarily, great. If you don't, we'll push you out and we'll kill a lot of people, of course, in the process. That's where we are. That's where we've been. And unfortunately, nothing that Donald Trump has said or done in the last year has moved the dial in that respect.
Professor of Politics at DCU, author of Unfinished Empire, Russian Imperialism in Ukraine and the Near Abroad, Professor Donika Obachon. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.